Yeah, this is Night Rockin' with Mike Stewart. Pretty soon we'll be doing Mood Swings with Aaron on WMFO 91.5 FM.
Just like dots.
Okay, we're going on. Hi, everybody. This is Night Rockin' with Mike Stewart. And we have a guest in the studio. We have Mike Newman. We have Bob Donovan. We have Aaron Boynton.
Hello.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Okay. How are you, Mike?
Not too bad. I don't have headphones at work, so I can't hear what's going on this end.
Oh, I can probably help you with that afterwards.
Yeah, Bob's looking to. I guess that's a broken piece of equipment over here. We just heard a brand new band called Analog Heart, and that's off their album "Son, Here I Come," and that song was called "Whoa." Great stuff. Great stuff. They're going to be featured in Boston Women Rock pretty soon. So, how are you guys doing tonight? What's going on with you, Mike?
I'm the other Mike. I don't know, not too much. I mean, I'm kind of excited to see you behind the board again. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, I forgot everything already.
I knew you would. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Yeah, it certainly shows.
Yeah. Well, you know, God punishes those who ridicule me.
Really?
I think you already punished somebody here tonight.
I'm kind of not worried about that, actually.
Well, all these headphones have been in a Twister game or something.
Yeah, it's hilarious until you're the one that has to get rid of them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, as I say, this is a special edition of Night Rockin', and we have our guests Mike Newman, Bob Donovan, Aaron Boynton. And a little bit later on, you're going to be hearing from Aaron. He's going to be doing Mood Swings, a jazz show, and he'll be a
Jazz and Blues.
Jazz and Blues show, yeah. Be a fixture here on WMFO. He's a DJ in training, and you can hear him at WMWM 91.7, Salem State. Want to fill us in on that, Aaron? What you do up there?
Too much. No, I have great co-DJs. Josh, Bob,
yeah,
Nelson, who's been at Salem State since 1881.
a youngster.
He seems like it.
They built the college around him.
And do a little bit of everything, rock, blues, jazz, many of the local artists that you've brought to me, and vice versa. Many live performances, also blues a couple times a month, and I'm also a jazz producer.
There you go.
On cjazzchannel.com.
And that's great. Mike, now tell us what you do on this station.
Well, every Saturday morning, I kind of come in here, and it's quiet and dark, and then I start the broadcast day from 9 to 11. We do a lot of freeform every Saturday, 9 to 11.
And you occasionally are on another radio program, correct?
Oh, yeah, Markskin Radio, yeah.
Yeah.
MarkskinRadio.com, I am.
And he's been helping me with the version of Markskin Boston Women Rock.
Yeah, we got to finish that up tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do. All right, we do. Well, to keep the things moving here, we're going to hear another local band. A cover of a local band. And it's just what I need I'm not going to say this name right because it'll end up sounding like a swear. But you'll have to figure out who they are. Here we go with Just What I Needed cover.
Not the person that you were.
all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
She's a danger doll. She's a danger doll. She's a danger doll.
Satisfaction. action.
Guaranteed.
That's right, baby.
Satisfaction.
It's easy, baby.
Guaranteed.
Won't you try to take it easy, baby?
Easy, baby.
Take it nice and slow.
Easy
now. You gotta
now.
Do it every little bit of thing you got.
Easy, baby.
Try to make it go.
Easy now.
You might have a nickel.
Easy, baby.
You might have a dime.
Easy now.
It don't matter, baby.
Easy,
as long
baby.
As you is kind and you
easy
got to
now.
Know everything now, baby.
We'll be right back. Drive. can't mind. Drink up, baby, you don't have to drive. Drink up, baby, you don't have to drive.
Yeah, that was Danielle Morelia. Great, great local artist. Does the blues.
It's just beautiful, yeah.
I know. And she plays around the East Coast and around the Boston area and stuff like that. Great stuff.
Yep. Probably be good if you rephrase that. Didn't say plays around, but I know exactly what you meant.
I don't think our husband Tom would like that phrase.
Well, it's just my mind. Never mind.
Wait a minute. Okay, Mike, I'm okay right
okay.
now. Okay, this is WMFO in Medford. And it's 9:41 on Saturday night, 9:42 of the digital clock. And what is our number, Mike, here?
Oh, it's 855-915-WMFO, which is really 855-915-9636. And Jimmy James, that's the number you got to call.
Yeah, you're going to be calling in a few minutes. And if you're calling the old 3800 number, that's only good to get into the builder now. So you got to call the new number, the WMFO number. We're going to hear one more song from me. Excuse me. This is a North Shore band from Lynn. Very popular. One of them went on to, McMahon went on to the Bogus Quartet. Played the North Shore, but he had a band before that with Corey Buckingham and the two brothers, Steve and the other brother I can't remember. Great band called No Problem. And this is their song, Cut Off My Arm.
No problem.
Well, it could have been, for me, it could have been Cut Off My Head.
Okay.
There you go. A round of applause.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to hear that.
Push the red button, Mike.
Yes, here we go.
We'll be right back.
So, Mike, we're going to talk now?
Yes, we're going to talk now.
Okay.
Can we talk now?
Don't do that.
Yes. Coming at 949 WMFO in Medford, and this is Night Rocking. And that was a tune picked out by Mike Newman. Can you tell us a little bit about that tune, Mike?
It's by Husker Du, and it's quite a long time ago. I think it was the 1990s, and guess what? We have a phone call
now.
Yeah,
do you want to...
We know who it is. We
okay,
just,
hold on a second.
Wait, we could just bring him up.
Yeah, bring him up. Bring him up. You're on the air, WMFO.
Hey, Michael Stewart, Jimmy James.
Jimmy, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, brother. It was great to be back on the air today. Walking around with my head cut off, really? I would have renamed that to a more personal area, but that's just my preference.
Well, we start at the small parts and we work up.
Yeah, there you go.
There's all kinds of chaos going on in the studio right now.
Go right for the juggler.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's Mike. How you doing? The other Mike.
Mike, how are you?
All right. Glad you could call in.
For you.
I know. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, you know what? I totally forgot that they were on the disc. I came across them the other day, and I went, oh, my God, I never mailed Mike's photograph.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that for you tomorrow when I do my regular posting for Crash Course.
Okay.
I'll send them to you in an email.
Okay.
And my apologies.
Hey, I got a question for you.
It was great fun. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you know how interesting this is for the listening audience? It's very interesting.
I think it's probably boring as hell.
Probably.
Well, we're helping people. We're a sleep aid right now.
Yeah.
Jimmy, we have here in the studio, as you know, we have Mike Newman from Mike on the Mic on Saturday mornings right before Something About the Woman. We have Aaron Boynstein, who's going to be... Weinstein.
I know it.
You keep messing my name up.
I know. He's got a knife now. I don't know what that means.
We're going to hit you with a lava lamp.
He has What's Happening in WMWM, and he does Tracks of the Town and Juke Joint and a bunch of the stuff there, and soon to be here at WMFO. And we have...
Absolutely fabulous.
And the one that holds down the mechanical fort here is Bob Donovan from Mini Mini Pop.
Yay!
How you doing, Jimmy? Unbore us, please.
All right. Okay. Well, you guys are not boring. I've been listening to the show. You guys have been doing great. And just calling to say hi. It's good to hear you guys all on the air. I would like to say that I am, you know, I'm comfortable living here on the Connecticut border.
Yeah.
And more people should definitely download the WMFO app.
Yes.
Because I can hear you guys crystal clear, and you can hear yourselves all over the world, and I think more people should download that app and get more, you know.
And know what else they should?
That's cool.
And know what else they should do? They should donate to WMFO.
Absolutely. It's a fundraising drive.
Yes, it is. This is a great station. And I can't...
It really is, and I can't say enough about how good everybody there has been to me over the past couple of years with my association with the station, you know, on a serious note.
Yes.
But,
thank you, Jim.
You know, I just wanted to call in, say yay. I don't know. You taking requests?
Yeah, we could probably fit something in.
Yeah, don't make it hard, though.
I already have a vomits cut, but I can do something else. What do you like?
The Rat Beach Party thing is going on next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you can find it, there's a song by the Queers called I Met Her at the Rat.
Okay.
It's a true story, folks.
You can find it.
Is that safe for radio?
I mean, you know, one of the lines is I lost my mind in Kenmore Square. I just love that.
Yeah. Okay,
anyway.
we'll kind of dig that out for you, Jimmy. Thanks for calling in. And
trying to dig it out.
And
Mike, I'll get your pictures to you, and Mike, do it.
Thanks.
It is so good to hear you on the airwaves.
Yeah.
And good luck to all of you there. And I just wanted to call and say, hey, listen, download that app and give some money.
All right.
Excellent.
Thanks, Jimmy.
It's a great station, a great cause. And, you know, if I was in California or Florida or Afghanistan or Syria, I would, you know, you can get the station. Just download the app.
You had me up to Florida after that.
Well, we know we're golden in the Ocean State, and thank you very much, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Greetings from Newport. Here we go.
Here we go.
See you later.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You guys take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Goodbye, bye. And that was Jimmy James. Okay, I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then Aaron's going to slide in here and give you his show. Yeah, we're all excited.
Looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to sit around like a critic, and like if we don't like it, we throw darts.
No,
we don't do that.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
I'm going to play a couple more
Best
songs.
Best thing for a diabetic.
Okay. Tofu. Throw tofu.
It has no taste.
That was weird. You're not easy to please, are you?
Well, sometimes
it was a weird
people don't have taste.
I'm lying too for a second, but I don't know what that was about.
Nothing.
Anyways, this is WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, and you're listening to Night Rockin', and we're going to be doing another show really soon. And I'm going to play two more songs, and you're going to hear Aaron. This is By the Varmints, Babies Off Your Rocker, and then we're going to try to dig out the request for Jimmy James. I forgot it already, but I'll look it up.
At the Rat.
At the Rat. Okay, here we go.
Feel I'm not a clown. Stupid girls be You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.